Composer and guitarist Bill Frisell is a singular talent who's all about collaboration. This weekend, he's playing with the Ron Miles Circuit Rider Trio on the West Coast. Bill Frisell has worked with the LA Philharmonic, Elvis Costello, Paul Simon, and many others. But on his latest album called Music Is, Bill Frisell goes it alone. He plays every instrument. The album's a blend of earlier works and new compositions. One of the new pieces is called Change in the Air. Music is a riff on the phrase music is good, which is a motto of Bill Frisell's. The album hit the top of the charts earlier this year. We spoke with Bill Frisell about the album this spring. He's appeared on more than 200 albums, more than 40 as a band leader, so why go solo this time around?
Well, that's been a challenge for me to play alone. From the first moment I picked up a guitar, there was this social aspect with, you know, I've always been a shy person and awkward, but with the guitar, it was like this magic wand that seemed to bring everyone together. And so all along, the guitar has been about interacting with other people. It's never been, I know there's, you know, there's this, the tradition or whatever with a, especially with a singer-songwriter, the lone troubadour or whatever, you know, but it's something that sort of hanging out there in front of me that I'm just trying to get it together to be able to do that. You know, like when I was in school, I had to take a speech class. That, like, talk about a nightmare situation.
If you could only have had an instrument with you.
Yeah. I mean,
to do the talking.
As long as I've got that in my hands, then everything is cool.
So then why another solo album? I mean, were you trying to kind of force yourself into your peak discomfort level?
I don't want to make it sound like that either. It's because over the years, it's become just another aspect of what I do. I mean, the first time I tried to do a solo concert was in the early 80s. I tried to play something alone, and it was really just so uncomfortable and it was a drag, and I swore I'd never do it again, but then I thought, no, I got to get this together. So a year later, I tried it again, and then it kept getting better, and after a certain point, it was like, wow, I can actually do this, and it started to feel like music.
Well, this seems like a right time to talk about Thankful. So in a song like this, what comes first, the notes or, it sounds backwards, the inspiration for the notes, because you say it's a tribute to the musicians that you've played with and your wife and your daughter too?
Usually it's just a melody, just a very simple, you know, I'm saying I'm writing it, but then like one thing that happened on this album, there's this song that begins and ends, I think I call it Pretty Stars, and then Made to Shine at the end. That was something I quote unquote wrote.
These are the songs that bookend the album, Pretty Stars and then Made to Shine at the end.
When I wrote it, I recognized that it was a very, very common chord sequence. Prior to the recording of this album, I was playing at this club called The Stone in New York, and I was playing some of the music that I would record. And so I played that song, and a guy at the club one night, he said, oh, I love, that was a really great version of Jesse James. And I thought, what? What are you talking about? I don't know any song called Jesse James. And he played me this recording, and I was like, oh, my God, that's the same. It's almost the exact same melody. And then I checked it out, and it was like, you know, it's just an old traditional song, like, I probably heard the Kingston Trio play it when I was 5 years old or something.
Oh, sounds like a lawsuit in the making.
Yeah, and I could be in trouble now. But I think it's a, you know, it's like a public domain kind of a thing. And then there's so much music floating around. I don't know where it comes from, whether I'm writing it or am I remembering it or what is it?
I'd love it if you talk about track four, which is What Do You Want? Let's listen to some of it.
Okay. Yeah, what you're hearing right now is just one chord that I played on the guitar that was captured, frozen, and sustained, and then that went through some other processing. So there's sort of a drone, just one sound that was originally from the guitar, and then that's going through like a vibrato pedal. I think that's all it really, it's kind of a that shaking sound. And then I'm using that as the backdrop for just this one solo clean guitar sound. I was trying to stay in this state of not being sure what was going to happen.
You mean as you're playing it or composing?
Yeah. Well, the composing is, you know, I'll have these melodies or pieces. They never feel like they're finished anyway. But what I did to prepare for the album was I actually played six nights at the Stone in New York. Every night I brought in a pile of music and I tried to play things that I wasn't familiar with, either old compositions of mine or new ones. And I tried to keep myself just off balance for that whole week. And that's what I wanted to continue on into the studio. I didn't want to have it all figured out, like mapped out what was going to happen. I didn't know what instrument I was going to play. I didn't really know anything when I went in there.
You know, for somebody who, it sounds like you would, in your younger days, hide behind your instrument, that takes a lot of confidence to now go in and not know where you're going to end up and put yourself in a strange or unusual or difficult, uncomfortable place intentionally.
Well, but that's when the stuff really happens. I mean, that's the thing about music. It's like when you're dreaming and you jump off a cliff and you just start flying. And that's the best feeling with music for me, is when you can take these chances. But I say jumping off a cliff, but like, what's going to happen if you play a wrong note? Well, okay, you know, you get all the thrill, but you don't get banged up too much.
What song would you like us to go out on here?
There's that one, Monica Jane, which I wrote for my daughter. First time I recorded that song was, it was just about a month after she was born. It was my first trip being away from her. I went to Oslo to record with Paul Blay and Paul Motion and John Sermon, and I had this song but no title, and we played the song and Paul Motion said, "It sounds like your daughter, you know, you should name that after." So that's where that song came from, 32 years ago now, more.
Bill Frisell, thank you so much. The album is beautiful. It's called Music Is. Really nice to talk to you.
Oh, you too. Thanks so much for listening and checking out the music. I really appreciate that.
Bill Frisell in our conversation from the spring. He's on tour with his newest album, Music Is.